Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
They won't let me stand next to your fire. Close enough, though. Alex Brinka, author of The Hot Sheet, is here, the IPO Hot Sheet. She writes every week for us here at Bloomberg News. Separating us right now is Danny Berger.
Keeping the heat limited here.
Well, we were talking about the best guitar players of all time earlier on the show, and Jimi Hendrix seems to get to the top of just about everybody's list. I don't know where you were on that, Alex, but I would agree with you.
You weren't going to go
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Maybe.
I thought you'd go with your native Texan.
I know. I have to be loyal to the greats, though. And Jimmy can shake those hips, so he's up there for me.
Nothing wrong with that. What are you looking at in the IPO world? Well, I've been off for 8 days. I didn't even check my email for it. It was glorious, just week off. What did I miss?
So you missed the ninth biggest corporate listing in the U.S. Last week. Venator Materials. It's a paint pigment maker, a tongue twister there, that the chemicals company Huntsman actually took public last week to raise $522 million in its share sale. It is the ninth biggest deal, and yes, the IPO is on the mind, but I spoke to the CEO of Huntsman, who's also the chairman of Venator, last week on the exchange, and what was actually mostly on his mind was something that this Venator IPO freed up the namesake company, Huntsman, to do, and that is merge with the Swiss chemical maker Clariant. It's a deal that Corvex Management and 40 North, two activist investors, are fighting against, saying that Clariant is better off doing something else. But Peter Huntsman told me that he is currently on the road, not only from the Venator Roadshow, but also trying to convince investors, and they think they have a good case for these two companies combining. So, you know, Corey, that was the biggest one you missed last week. There wasn't a lot on the docket last
Venator.
Week. Exactly. Huh. There's not a ton to go for the rest of August. And that's partly because of calendar. As you were, as I will be, a lot of folks are on vacation right now, so it's not the ideal time to be pitching your company narrative to Wall Street. If Wall Street is in the Hamptons, then you have no one to pitch to. So I would expect the IPO market to continue to be relatively slow until we get to Labor Day. I did look back, though, just to kind of take a check-in temperature check on where we are this year in 2017. It's a good time to do that. We've had 100 deals, 100 companies have listed in the U.S. to raise $23 billion. Last year, only 67 deals for $9.8 billion. So we've seen a doubling here, both in quantity and amount of stock sold. And I'll also point out the deal sizes have been bigger. This year, $230 million is the average IPO size. Last year, it was $146 million through August 7th.
I'm surprised the number's so small.
It's typical.
I felt like we saw a lot of bigger deals last year.
After Labor Day, that's the thing. We saw this big rush in 2016 after Labor Day. And if you'll remember, the first half of the year was kind of stop and go. We saw some activity in the spring after having no listings in January in 2016. 2015. We saw a little bit of pickup going into early summer in 2016, and then it all was kind of quiet on the listings front until after Labor Day, when we started to see especially some of the tech names start to feed the market. So last year, we only had one deal bigger than $1 billion offering size. That was U.S. Foods selling $1.2 billion in shares before the end of August. So this year is off to a better start, but I will say in my conversations with people, everyone does keep saying, you know, it's great to have some activity, but it's not quite as busy as we'd like it to be. There was so much backlog built up in starting in late 2015 when the markets kind of went sideways that, you know, they're looking for some more names. So potentially post-Labor Day, we might see some more recognizable names that are hitting the window.
Right, but how much of that big deal size just has to do with how overvalued things are right now, especially in the tech space? I mean, how much of that is this versus, you know, the deals actually are that much larger than what we've seen previous years?
Valuation is kind of become a point of contention, especially in tech listings lately. And two, you mentioned earlier, Snap and Blue Apron, two companies that listed earlier this year that had these kind of big private valuations and are now kind of struggling. Snap, which listed in March, is down 21% right now from its listing price, down from that, you know, $20+ billion valuation. Blue Apron's only been trading for about a month, and that stock is down 41% as of today. So when it comes to companies who are deciding, I think more in the future, it's going to really impact valuation. In the past, folks were still willing to pay up. Now that tide might be changing.
I mean, the Blue Apron deal is just kind of amazing. I mean, we talked about a lot of the weaknesses in the stock when you and I didn't, and we talked about it here on the radio show. But wow, I mean, just an epically bad performance in a very short period of time.
It is a resounding maybe not from the investor community when it comes to whether it deserves to be in the valuation category of the Amazons or the other e-commerces of the world. Right now, that value, about $1.2 billion market value, down from $3 billion private valuation before the deal, is looking closer to a grocery company, which, Corey, was what we talked about quite a bit.
And I wonder what happens for all those venture investors who were in this deal who had resets at a certain point, but they didn't with the IPO price at that level. So they're not going to get all those shares that they might have hoped for.
Yep. That is something that especially the early investors or the employees whose options are all underwater, not great feelings going on there in terms of the Blue Apron holdings.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.